say herbs. We say herbs.
Yes, and we giggle when we hear herbs. Yeah, the only time an American will say herb is a short form for the name Herbert.
Herbert, uh-huh. Herb Tarlick,
for example.
But my British friends and colleagues always say that I sound like a Jamaican.
Really?
Come smoking me herbs, man.
Do they say that?
I guess, yes. Today, Sandra, on our cooking section, because you can cook with all of these, obviously, and for many of these herbs and spices that are extremely good for your health, mm-hmm. we will talk about how you can incorporate them into your diet.
Okay, so cómo incorporar estas hierbas o especias a tu dieta. So it's a good idea because these are things that are good for you.
All right. Now, first of all, Sandra, before we even look at them, we need to understand what a free radical is. And we're not talking about some protester recently let out of prison. I'm a free radical, man.
Sí, no radicales liberados, radicales libres.
Free radicals are atoms mm-hmm. or groups of atoms with an odd number of electrons. And that's, don't worry, that's as technical okay. as we're going to get.
¿Eh? All right, so eso, son átomos o grupos de átomos con un número impar, so remember, odd is impar, even is par in este
exactly.
caso, odd, de electrones.
And this happens because or when oxygen interacts with certain molecules.
Okay.
Once they're formed, they are highly reactive and they can start a chain reaction like dominoes. And the problem is this chain reaction often damages cells in our body. So they can react with DNA or cell membranes.
Okay, so pueden reaccionar de forma que nos daña al cuerpo. Reaccionan con el ADN, con membranas celulares.
Exactly. This can cause our cells to function poorly or even die. Free radical damage, Sandra, even if that's this, you're thinking, why do I need to know this and why are you being so pedantic? Free radical damage is the primary cause of heart disease, cancer, and many other serious health conditions,
wow.
as well as aging.
Aha. So, esto nos afecta a todos porque los daños, remember, damage is daño, producido por los radicales libres, causa cáncer, enfermedades del corazón y el envejecimiento, aging.
To prevent free radical damage, the body has a defense system of antioxidants.
Aha. See, Colby knows more about this than I do. Defensa personal, los antioxidantes.
Which are molecules which can safely interact with free radicals and basically, in simple terms, terminate the chain reaction before they damage our cells.
Okay, so estos antioxidantes pueden interactuar con los radicales libres y parar estas reacciones en cadena antes de hacer pupa a las moléculas.
The principal antioxidants are vitamin E, beta-carotene, and vitamin C.
Ajá. So, los principales son la vitamina E, remember, vitamin E, vitamin C, y los beta-carotenos, beta-carotene.
As you probably know, the body cannot manufacture these micronutrients, so they must be supplied by your diet.
Okay, problema, pues que nuestro cuerpo no los produce solos, hay que ingerirlos.
All right. So, Sandra, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about 10, and probably in two parts, 10 herbs and spices that, besides being high in antioxidants, have a lot of other great benefits. And a benefit, I guess, is by its nature great, for our health.
Okay, great. Fabuloso. Basil.
Albahaca.
You can buy this anywhere nowadays.
Grow it.
You can grow it if you want to, and if you can. I grow it at home. It smells wonderful. It's good for you. It works as an anti-inflammatory, so antiinflamatorio, and it also helps fight against arthritis. So arthritis. Recordar, muchas de estas palabras se parecen en español e inglés. Lo que pasa es que hay que pronunciarlas bien en cada idioma. Okay. So arthritis, artritis, allergies, alergias. Also, IBS, so inflammatory bowel conditions or like, bowel syndrome.
What? Yeah, irritable bowel syndrome is IBS.
Exactly. And that's just a few, okay, that it fights against.
You know, a lot of these, Sandra, we've shortened because the list is so long of potential benefits. We've just tried to include the main ones or we would be here all day.
Yes. Another very important thing that it does, it kills harmful bacteria. So también ayuda a matar bacterias malas, dañinas, harmful, dañinas, that can cause food poisoning. In the States lately, there have been a lot of problems with listeria, la listeriosis, for example. Staph.
I think it's Staphylococcus, I think.
Mm-hmm. And E. coli. I can't remember in Spanish. No sé si es E. coli. I'm not sure. And several other ones that include numbers and letters.
You know, these things are not as common in Europe because traditionally there hasn't been as much industrial farming and mass production of food because that's where this usually comes from.
Lately, E. coli has been a problem and in the last couple of months, a lot of listeria outbreaks in ice cream, for example. Well, because, and they say this in general, but because it is dark green in color, basil, it is an excellent source of vitamin K, la vitamina K, also calcium and magnesium. Dices, albahaca, calcio, fuente de calcio, no es lo primero que se te ocurre, but it is. And, well, just go out and make yourself some pesto. It's a great excuse.
I was going to say, it'd be interesting to see if people in Genoa, mm-hmm. you know, where pesto is from, have a lower incidence of listeria or E. coli outbreak.
Maybe. But, you know, that's an easy way to, you can add basil to salads, you can make pesto sauce, you can use it a lot. I add it, just the whole leaves into salads.
Me too. Mozzarella, tomato, and basil leaves.
Yeah,
dressed with oil and balsamic vinegar. It's a great meal and a great way to incorporate basil. Cinnamon.
La canela.
This ancient spice has been around for a long, long time. And in fact, you know, those early spice traders and the mm-hmm. Venetians. And isn't there a cinnamon trail even?
La ruta de la canela es posible.
I know there's one of silk, obviously, but I could swear. I don't know.
Maybe.
Sandra, it has one of the highest antioxidant levels of any spice.
Okay, so niveles antioxidantes de los más altos.
It is highly effective at helping to stabilize blood sugar levels, mm-hmm. so it's very good for people with diabetes.
So ayuda a nivelar el nivel de azúcar en sangre.
In fact, this is not just conjecture. In one study of people with type 2 diabetes, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon a day reduced blood sugar by up to 30%.
Wow.
As well as lowering LDL or bad cholesterol and triglycerides levels.
En un estudio, 2 cucharaditas de canela al día reducían el nivel de azúcar en sangre en un 30%. Y el colesterol.
Cinnamon is also said to have anti-inflammatory properties to help lower cholesterol and to help relieve pain and stiffness. So agujetas, básicamente, dolor y agujetas in muscles and joints.
Okay, so de articulaciones.
And cinnamon has a positive effect on brain function, and it may help improve memory and attention span.
I need cinnamon in my life.
They say that there have been experiments that suggest mm-hmm. that even cinnamon-flavored candy or gum uh-huh. can temporarily help with attention span.
Really? So dicen que hasta el chicle o las chuches sabor canela.
And currently being studied, Sandra, is the theory that it even possesses antifungal and antibacterial properties.
I believe it. Yo me lo creo. A doctor prescribed cinnamon infusions to my mom, like cinnamon tea. The problem, my mom's allergic to cinnamon, we figured out. Not horribly allergic, but she can't take cinnamon medicinally, let's say.
Okay.
But it's so good for you, unless you're allergic to it. Cayenne.
So la cayena.
So it heats up your dishes, but it also heats up your body and raises your metabolism. This is what I need. It helps you burn fat faster. Te ayuda a quemar las grasas más rápidamente. It also helps you sweat. So people think, what? I don't want to sweat. Well, sweating is actually good for you.
It cools your body.
Exacto.
And it eliminates toxic substances.
Y elimina toxinas. And that is why, probably, food in the tropics is spicy. So por eso, muchas veces, en los lugares cálidos, la comida es más picante. So again, there are a lot of studies that back these findings, and there's an interesting one that showed that when a person consumed an appetizer,
un aperitivo,
with red pepper flakes, they actually ate 15% less food. So, al consumir un aperitivín con guindilla, con pues eso, molida, por ejemplo, consumían luego un 15% menos de comida.
Wow.
I need that. These are little things that would help. All right. And for people who avoid cayenne because, well, it bothers your stomach, or you think that it bothers your stomach. So, hay mucha gente que dice, uy, no, yo no tomo cayena porque, ay, mi tripa, luego me va a doler. Eso es lo que pensáis, because actually cayenne pepper can help with stomach tissues. So you think que ayuda a los tejidos del estómago, and it stimulates digestive enzymes and helps prevent stomach ulcers. Dice que hasta ayuda con las úlceras de estómago. Consult with your doctor before you do this, though.
Because there are certain stomach conditions, Sandra, that they tell you avoid spicy food.
Exactly. So don't listen to me completely. These are facts, and we researched it, but always consult your doctor first. Yes. Cayenne might also decrease the formation of harmful blood clots. So los coágulos de sangre dañinos. Puede que también esto ayude. And therefore, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
So ataques de corazón y ictus.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And cayenne is also a very effective anti-inflammatory and a pain remedy. So un remedio para el dolor. For everything from headaches. So remember, headache.
Dolor
sounds
de
like
cabeza.
That. Uh-huh. Arthritis, sore muscles. And this I've known, clears nasal congestion also.
So estás constipado.
Exactly. So
it'll
te ayuda
help
con la congestión nasal, and it boosts your immunity. So right. Ayuda con el sistema inmunológico. So spice it up, guys.
Cloves, Sandra.
El clavo.
Besides giving a unique kind of sweet and spicy flavor, also contain antiseptic and germicidal ingredients that help fight infections, relieve digestive problems, and arthritis pain.
Okay, so como germicida y antiséptico, el clavo, wow.
For example, one of cloves' best known properties is its ability to relieve tooth and gum pain.
That's amazing. So, ayuda a aliviar el dolor de dientes y de encías. So, tooth, diente, gum, igual que el chicle, es encía.
Encía. Cloves have the highest antioxidant level, or ORAC, O-R-A-C value, which is oxygen radical absorbance capacity, as defined by the USDA, of all herbs and spices.
Wow.
It is number one in antioxidant level.
So tiene, es el número uno en cuanto a nivel de antioxidantes.
And I actually had a friend back in Seattle who swore by.
So juraba que
clove oil, not only for its ability to kill bacteria, and that means applying it to scrapes, cuts, and infections, as well as itches, rashes, burns, and bites.
Wow. So, decía, esto, el aceite de clavo, hay que echárselo en todo.
Yes.
So, scrapes, rasguños, cortes, infecciones de hongos, cosas que te pican.
Picaduras, quemaduras.
Everything.
Moratones, bruises. So
bites, burns, bruises.
But it's also widely known that cloves help digestive problems like gas, indigestion, nausea, and vomiting.
Wow.
As well as eliminating harmful parasites, bacteria, and fungus in the digestive system.
Wow. You know, I used to hate the smell of clove and it gave me headaches. But now...
I can't imagine that.
No, you didn't have to make those oranges when you were a kid with cloves in them.
Yeah, but this is you know, ground or oil we're talking about. So molido o aceite.
But now I really like the smell of cloves and I like the flavor it gives.
Cloves are really easy, Sandra, to incorporate into your diet if you put it in your coffee or tea.
Y le da un toque muy, muy interesante. So, sí, lo puedes echar al café o al té, obviously, ground.
Coffee with milk, for example, is actually great pairing with clove.
Yep.
So you put ground clove in your coffee and milk. In black coffee, I'm not so sure, but with milk.
It would probably be good.
And it says you can also put it in your tea.
Okay. I make several recipes that incorporate cloves, but I'm sure a little bit of ground clove in your coffee or your tea is even better. Cumin.
So el comino.
People, you know, cumin's a big part of Spanish cuisine.
It is.
But it's kind of regional sometimes. Like, it's not there obviously, I think.
For example, the marinade, that orange marinade that is used for pinchos morunos and things like that, mm-hmm. and adobos and cazón adobado, there's a lot of cumin in that.
Yes. So you can find it anywhere. Aquí se encuentra en cualquier parte. You can find it ground. So molido, or just the seed, the cumin seed. But it's another spice that is especially high in antioxidants. So you can say antioxidants or antioxidants. You can pronounce it both ways. I'm not just flip-flopping. It's also known for being especially good for digestion. So it's muy bueno para la digestión. It stimulates the gallbladder. El bazo, thank you, yes. I think it's the gallbladder, yes. No, because that's the spleen. La vesícula. Spleen is bazo. Gallbladder is la vesícula biliar, okay. Yes. And your pancreas. So it stimulates the gallbladder and the pancreas to secrete enzymes and bile, esta bilis, that break down food. So, que ayuda a descomponer la comida. To break something down is desmontarlo o descomponerlo. So, it helps break down food into usable nutrients that your, body can use. So, ayuda a que aproveches mejor lo que comes. Que tu cuerpo lo aproveche mejor. Cumin also helps detoxify the body. And it's very good for respiratory disorders like asthma and bronchitis. So, muy bueno para las enfermedades respiratorias, incluso. So cumin, much like cinnamon, helps blood sugar levels remain stable. And that means that it's great for diabetics or pre-diabetics.
Ahí rozando el límite.
Cada vez hay más diabéticos.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yes. And this also means that there's less chance of weight gain. So ayuda a controlar el peso or excess body fat.
Now, before you go too crazy, don't think you can eat like a spoonful of cumin and a spoonful of clove and then just go eat whatever you want. You have to still, follow sound nutritional advice.
Watch what you eat and work it off. So hay que curarse un poco también, pero ayuda. Cumin has also been proven to work as well as some commonly used diabetic drugs at regulating insulin and glycogen.
Right. Wow, so cumin works just as good as pharmaceutical products in some cases.
Sí, en algunos casos hasta ayuda a regular la insulina, también como algunos medicamentos. Consult your doctor. Don't start self-medicating with cumin, okay?
It will make your sweat stink.
Yes.
If you eat a lot of cumin, you're going to smell like cumin when you sweat.
Si comes mucho comino, luego hueles a comino andante. Cumin is also a really good source of iron.
So hierro.
So if you have problems with anemia, that could help. Also, lots of vitamin C. So siempre identifica limón, vitamina C.
Yeah, you tend to think of vitamin C citrus.
Exactly. And I was very surprised by the calcium content of basil that we mentioned.
Don't they say tomatoes have more vitamin C than an orange?
Depends on the tomato. Unfortunately, we're breeding the nutrients out of a lot of fruits and vegetables.
That does not surprise me.
So it also has a lot of vitamin A. And they're both really good for the immune system, as most of you know. What can you eat cumin in? Well, Colby, like Colby said, those shish kebabs, esos pinchos morunos. You can eat, my aunt makes, she's Spanish, and she makes a really good tomato salad with onion and cumin. It's delicious. It's good in a lot of soups and stews, guacamole. I had it in a soup I made last night.
I prefer the seed, the flavor of the seed to the flavor of the ground spice.
Okay.
Yo prefiero el sabor de la semilla al sabor de
la molida. Mm-hmm. So the salad my aunt makes is with the seed. It's cumin seed. Mm. And for example, my husband doesn't eat a lot of meat. He eats poultry, so come aves. And if I want to make chicken burgers, for example, las hamburguesas de pollo, and to make them taste meatier, para que sepan un poco más carnosas, cumin does the trick. It gives it a meatier flavor somehow, and it's really good for you. So welcome these herbs and spices into your life because they're good for you.
Senator, where could you be somewhere? I'm going to describe a situation and you tell me where I am. I'm sitting at a table.
Okay.
And I'm Spanish.
Yes.
And I'm with another Spaniard. And I'm with someone from Wales.
Estás con un galés.
And somebody from Nova Scotia. So okay. A Canadian. And we're talking about the different ways our people cook with cumin.
All right. So las diferentes formas que nuestra gente cocina con el comino. You're probably at a Pueblo Inglés program.
Bingo.
Lo más seguro es que estés en un programa de Pueblo Inglés. You know, it's an amazing opportunity to let your English flow, para que fluya tu inglés. Y es que lo sé por amigos que yo no tengo este problema, afortunadamente.
Yo sí.
Pero sí, puede que sí. Pero bueno, y tú tienes la suerte de, bueno, no voy a hablar de nuestras historias personales, pero sí de gente que conocemos y que han participado, pues que el típico caso, siempre saben inglés de libro. Nunca han tenido oportunidad de hablarlo, no lo escuchan a menudo, pero de repente resulta que en su trabajo pues surge que ahora lo necesitan. ¿Cómo consiguen dar ese paso de inglés de libro de texto o inglés típico de aula de colegio tradicional en España, que te aprendías esos verbos run, 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 o pues eso, no tenías oportunidad de hablar, no has oído hablar a un angloparlante nativo en tu vida? Las cosas están cambiando, menos mal, pero si no te ha pillado el cambio o si aún así necesitas refuerzo, más que refuerzo aquí es un, vamos, es como tirarte por un precipicio y aterrizar en un mundo donde solo se habla inglés, donde solo vas a escuchar inglés y donde tu inglés va a florecer a lo largo de 8 días, porque al final de esos 8 días, yo no sé si casi meter la mano en el fuego y garantizar que vas a estar soñando en inglés.
That's coming out of your bank account.
Sale de mi bolsillo. Tengo bolsillos poco profundos. Pero bueno, es eso. Yo lo he vivido en mis propias carnes porque, bueno, tanto tú como yo hemos estado al mando de los programas de Pueblo Inglés para jóvenes. Hemos estado en Pueblo Español con adultos y hemos visto el progreso que se consigue. Y es que no vas a estar centrándote en la gramática, vas a aprenderla sobre la marcha con angloparlantes nativos que te van a hablar de forma natural. Pues como lo estoy haciendo yo ahora en castellano, ya no sé en qué idioma hablo, te van a hablar en inglés y te van a entender con oído inglés, porque los profes, Colby y yo entre ellos, entendemos tantos errores, cosas raras que nos dicen los alumnos que, sabiendo español, dando clase pues 20 años a gente, sabemos exactamente lo que nos están diciendo. Y pues así nos ayuda un poco a decir, bueno, no, lo que tú realmente quieres decir es tal. Un angloparlante nativo no va a entender ese error que tu profe puede que sí que entienda. Y vas a tener que esforzarte por hacerte entender para eso, hablar inglés de verdad, inglés internacional, porque es que vienen angloparlantes nativos de todo el mundo, Reino Unido, Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia, Sudáfrica, donde el inglés sea lengua materna, vienen de ahí, vienen de todas partes, para que hables inglés, para que entiendas inglés. Porque no es solo hablar, también hay que entenderse, si no, no hay fluidez de conversación. Te ganarás confianza y mucho más.
For more information, go to www.diverbo.es. You'll find out all about Polo Inglés as well as Via Inglesa residential programs, classes, online, in company, monográficos. We've got it all.